What's up, real ass dudes? Make sure you grab the brand new limited edition fall 2020 Real Ass Podcast hoodies and t-shirts that will be available for just 1 week from Friday, September 25th to Friday, October 2nd. That's right. You can only get them for this 1 week, and they're going to be available at a very special discounted price. So grab them September 25th through October 2nd at podcastmerch.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last bank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we are. It's the Real Ass Podcast. We're back, baby boys, in the weird Studio B. It's not right. This isn't right.
This doesn't feel good.
It doesn't. Like, I gotta, like...
With, like, the metal music, too, it feels like you're trying to get us to let the hostages out.
You put us in the Women in Minority Studio.
This was exclusively for Broad Topics, exclusively for No Need for Apologies. We even threw the new fucking guineas in here, the RE Garbage guys.
From Broads and Browns.
Yeah. We're welcome to Studio B for Broads and Browns. We had a flood, I guess. Shannon, what happened to Studio A?
There was a pipe burst last night, and it leaked all over the cameras and the equipment, and it's a big disaster.
It's a whole fucking nightmare right now. It's a whole nightmare. Studio A is in shambles right now. The ceiling, you could push your finger and feel like it's like mush.
That's how I would describe me and Brendan as well.
Great show plan today. Brendan Sagalow joins the show. His podcast, What's the Scenario, on Patreon. And Garbage Day is available everywhere you find podcasts, Twitter and Instagram, at Brendan Sagalow. Go follow him. Let him know about the Gomez Bump. Gomez Bump is a new thing.
I feel it.
You feel it regularly.
I feel it on Twitter. I feel it on everything.
The fucking Gomites are the best fans in the world. Don't let anybody convince you guys any differently. Keep on fighting the fight. Keep on going out there, you know, because we had a whole argument, not an argument about it, but me and Big Jam, Legion of Skanks, talked about it. He's like, dude, you know, these fans, they come after people sometimes who need them to. I'm like, no, keep on doing that, guys. Yeah. I appreciate you guys getting our back.
You know what, man? Dance with the one that brought you.
Yeah.
And that's who's going to be it. That's who we got, well, baby.
It is funny that you could be like, you start like getting all these people and all you have to do is be like, get that guy. You could sick
them. Well, I don't ever sick them, but what I do is I will quote tweet somebody that's fucking with me.
You know what you're
and
doing.
And then I know exactly what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing, but I'm not sicking anybody. I'm simply having an open dialogue. It's like, if you want to have that conversation in public, let's have the conversation in public.
Yeah.
And yes, we have like 13 or 14 criminals that are fans that they will say and threaten horrible things. What's going on, Rosebud Baker?
Sorry.
Holy shit.
Look who decided to show
no
up.
Respect for the Real Ass Podcast.
Sorry.
She did you hear we were in Studio B?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Really
did you hear
sorry.
We were in the smaller studio, and that's why you didn't show up on time?
No, I literally, I'm just.
You forgot.
I just woke up.
She didn't care.
Look, she just got back from her honeymoon.
Yeah.
Did you actually go on a honeymoon?
You're basking in wedded bliss. It's okay.
I did. I went on a honeymoon. I'm so high up right now.
You and Zach are also dressed like you're a tag team partnership that should have never been made.
Look like
it's
you're
hunting
in a rap-
season. We're wearing orange.
You guys look like you're in a rap rock group.
Okay, dibs on bass and obviously Rosebud sings.
When I come through to play,
I'll sing if I can play drums at the same time.
Yeah, this is a very unlikely pairing right now. You guys are dressed exactly the same. It is
it's called fashion
strange.
Sense. It's the fall.
Yeah, we
and we've embraced it.
And me and Sackle look like we're just like biz cash today. Like, hey, why not?
You guys look like crew members on a community theater show.
We look like roadies for your shitty group. That's what we look like.
You guys should be leaning on a truck, smoking a cigarette, saying union.
Look, we had a great show planned today. Let's get these plugs out of the way. Rosebud Baker. Let's see. She'll be October 9th to 10th at Zany's in Chicago. Her podcast, Find Your Beach, Twitter and Instagram, at Rosebud Baker. Newly married.
Yeah.
Newly married. Yeah. Very cool. Anything else to plug?
My social, Rosebud Baker. That's it.
Yeah.
Already did that.
Sagalow, anything else?
Just my social. At Brendan Sagalow.
Brendan Sagalow.
At Brendan Sagalow.
I like your Russian voice, dog.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Zach Amico.
Check me out on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight, comics talking shit while we watch a movie. Tonight, it's an all Guinea extravaganza.
Also, Tony Danza shows.
Yes.
Zach, suck a dick. You're not always perfect. Zach says 14 words per show, so if he flubs one of them, that's like 8% of the words. That's like if I flubbed 8% of my words. That would be a very, very big deal.
Accurate. Tonight's me, Chris from Brooklyn, and Mikey Figgs watching Gotti with John Travolta.
Oh.
And tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., Catalyst Wrestling, also here on the Guest Digital Network.
Gotti with John Travolta.
I wanted to see that so bad.
It is an abortion.
It's so bad.
It is written and directed by one of the guys from Entourage with a score by Pitbull.
I think I like this movie.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Mr. Worldwide, is it? Sign me up.
It's an abomination.
Bad, really bad.
It's so bad.
Really? Okay.
All right. What's the worst movie you've ever seen? Rosebud.
Yeah.
Now that I'm remembering Gotti, it's like the only thing coming into my head. I'll get back to you on that one.
Birds of Prey was trash, dude.
You hated it?
That was the one really bad movie
I walked out of in the past 15 years.
I didn't even hate it.
Ugh.
It was awful, man.
You know what it is? Can I tell you what it is?
What?
I think it's because I have such a low expectation for the performance of women that I go into these things and I'm going to hate this. Oh my God. Same thing with Ghostbusters.
You walk into a movie with women that you like and you're like, huh.
Yeah.
Well, looky here.
Look at this, a talented woman.
That's pretty good.
Birds of Prey. They haven't gone to church the whole time.
Doggy, I did not mind that movie. I didn't hate it. What's her name is fucking smoking hot.
Yeah, she is.
Margot Robbie.
She keeps your eyes on the screen the whole time. It was fine.
Ewan McGregor sucked ass in that, too. And I fucking love old Ewan McGregor.
You love Ewan McGregor.
I love that. Hello there.
Is that your Ewan McGregor
impression? That's my Ewan McGregor impression.
Hello there.
When Obi-Wan, hello there.
I liked him in the Getcha Getcha Ya 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 movie.
I don't know. What
Moulin
that?
Rouge.
What? Oh, Moulin Rouge. Rouge.
I speak Lewis.
Yeah. He's fluent. He's
the Getcha Getcha Ya Ya.
You mean Mulan?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't plug my shit. Yeah, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Get access to every show you've ever done. The entire on-demand library for all of the podcasts that we do on the network at your fingertips, ad-free and uncensored. Plus the racist live chat. With Shannon, I want you to pull up the racist live chat throughout the show with relevant comments. Relevant racist comments. Anything racist you see today, Shannon, I really want to hear it. So that's right, live chat. You guys, get in there. We do not moderate that chat. There's been a couple people banned from the Gas Digital live chat, or like we don't even ban them. It's like we suspend them for like a day. They have to like threaten to kill like babies. Like it's got to be so bad. And there's a few people. If you've ever been banned from the racist live chat, just realize you're a terrible person, really terrible person. Or I was in a bad mood one day and I just said fuck it, let's go. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating, positive review. One reviewer every month gets a free piece of Real Ass Podcast merch. Good or bad review. My Twitch stream has been killing it lately. twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Follow me there. That is the most honest version of myself. If you want to get the honest, this is all an act, okay? This is all, you guys see me on all these other shows. It's not exactly the real ass fucking dude. You want the real ass dude? You're listening to Real Ass Podcast. This is fine. You want the real.
This isn't as real
nope,
as it
this
could
isn't
be.
As real as it could be.
There are more layers to unravel.
So I'm just happy to hear Lewis has an act.
Am I allowed to ask for coffee even though I was late?
Yeah, you're fine. But they're going to spit in it. That's a rule. And I don't normally tell the guests, so you're welcome.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah. Can I have one coffee with spit in it?
Sans spit.
How do you really want the coffee?
No, sand and spit.
Just cream and no sugar.
Put sand and spit. That was
a
good joke.
Don't put span and spit. Jesus Christ.
While we're all following Twitch streams, I also have a Twitch stream where I'm the most real ass as well.
You're the most real ass version of yourself on Twitch? It's hard to not be. You're playing video games.
You're in your room alone.
You get killed by somebody. You got to blur out the N-word.
Go follow Sags to Riches on Twitch.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's clever.
You should also plug our 1 week only shirts.
Oh, fuck my butt in the ass. Hell yeah, dude. Brand new shirt. Brand new hoodie, brand new t-shirt available right now if you're watching live or if you're watching this on iTunes from September 25th through October 2nd, 1 week only, the limited edition hoodie and t-shirt. You're only able to get them for this week. These colors will never be out again. It has a cool like outline, retro-y feel, bigger logo than the normal the monogram shirt. And it's cheaper. It's $8 cheaper. It's $40 right now if you guys grab it for this 1 week only. $40 for the hoodie. You have a Real Ass Podcast hoodie, both in white and black, for the entire fall and winter. Get your fucking Real Ass Podcasts on. Podcastmerch.com is that website. So go grab those right now. All right. Let's talk about some things. Roosevelt, you got married. This is psychotic. This is a crazy fucking thing. Why would you do this? What is wrong with you?
I figured we were, you know... We have 3 months to live, so who cares?
You think the world's about to end, really?
No, I don't really. I wanted to get married.
Look, in the immortal words of Kesha, we're going to die young.
That's right. That's right. And I put that in my vows.
Of this table.
Yeah.
Rosebud, it was sort of, this was a newer relationship, right? It wasn't like crazy new.
We got married after 11 months of being together.
11 months of being together. Yeah. But I guess, because, see, here's the thing. Rosebud, she's like a fucking, people don't realize, this is going to sound harsh, but Rosebud's old as fuck. Rosebud's been around. She looks like she's 22, so everyone's like, why would you? Rosebud, I don't even know how old you are, but I'm assuming that, let's play guess Rosebud's age. I'm going to guess Rosebud is 33 years old, approaching her mid-30s.
Are
she's
you saying
fucking.
Rosebud was under glass in the Beast Castle, and the last petal was about to fall off.
That's me. Yeah,
Rose. Do you say your age, Rosebud?
I don't say my age.
You don't say your age.
Never.
Oh, she's fucking old as shit, donkey. I say 33 years old. Okay, and she's Rosebud. You're beautiful. Everyone knows this. Okay, this is not me sexually harassing
I'll
you. Don't you
my,
dare.
I'll say my age on this podcast
because nobody listens. Thank
yeah.
you.
I will. I'm actually 35.
35. Okay.
Yeah. So,
you didn't even let us guess.
Did you see my penis mic?
Your mic just went flaccid.
Oh, no, wait, but I know an 18-year-old.
You're really bad at comedy. So you're
35. So if, and I wasn't even, in the beginning, the point wasn't even that you're, like, the point that Zach's making, that you're, like, you know, slowly dying and you're scared now.
I have cancer.
The point that I was making was that you have been around the block, so to say, being an older lady, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're so you're a whore.
Pussy's wrecked.
Yeah. Yeah. So... Yeah, don't ask about the block.
No, around the black. I said that wrong. I apologize. I'm so sorry. No, it was actually a compliment. Or it's in disguise.
Yeah.
What I was saying is that you probably know at this point. Like, once you're I'm 38 years
I'm
old.
I'm not a child. We're not sitting here going like, oh, you're being, don't you need to like get to know yourself a little better?
Yeah, you've been in, what's like your that. Longest relationship?
5 years.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I think you were in a thing where you know pretty quickly. You're like, oh, this is can go into something that's more serious and is real and fucking... I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. That is an easier decision when you're in your mid-30s than it is when you're in your mid-20s. And people make that stupid decision in their mid-20s. And I think that's why when people said Rosebud got married and it was quick, and I was like, what an idiot. What a fool. But it's only because you look so young.
Yeah.
And that's a compliment to you. So all of that was a compliment, Rosebud.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I might still be an idiot.
You idiot? It's a compliment.
I don't feel like... You know, I don't think getting married is like a smart thing to do necessarily, but if you have kids, it makes sense. And I think I might have kids.
Oh,
so
shit.
You're pregnant?
Are you pregnant? Rose, please announce it on this show. How cool would that be? Before your parents, before anybody.
I tell the Legion of Skanks my registry.
Will you please?
Rosebud's pregnant. Now, let's say some N-words.
I get the most fucking offensive onesies like sent to my house.
First of all, that would be.
Rosebud's the kind of white that wouldn't drink coffee if she was pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's affluent white.
That's true.
Would you not drink coffee if you got pregnant?
No, I wouldn't.
Why?
I would follow the rules.
You're not supposed to drink coffee at all, huh? Stimulants, right? No ice cream from a fucking soft serve machine.
Is that true?
Yeah, because there's like bacterial. They don't clean those things enough, and that's like bacterial that like kills babies or makes
them. Oh shit!
So we should all not eat that.
Probably not.
You're fine.
Yeah, but I think
that's what I have for breakfast every day.
Our bodies can fight off the bacteria. I think it either causes miscarriages or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I remember all these things from when my son's mother was pregnant. And but she would, the one thing she would do, and she just found like the loophole, because French parenting is like all the rage apparently, that's the way. And apparently French women drink wine when they're pregnant like all the fucking time. Nice. They don't give a shit. So my son's mother would have a glass of wine maybe once or twice a week, like just to be like, feel good. So yeah, my son had fetal
alcohol
syndrome.
That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be like, I haven't had alcohol in 13 years, but for the
Now's
baby.
The time.
For
the it's I think that, but in a weird way, I feel like all that, like obviously you should follow the rules, but we're probably making a genetically weaker species because every parent is fucking just trying to do everything perfect. Now, I feel like my mom smoking cigarettes and doing crack while she was pregnant with me only made me more resilient and stronger.
I'll say that because my parents got better at parenting with every kid that they had. They had five, and I was the first one, and I'm definitely more resilient than any of my sisters.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
They're all, I mean, they're not, you know, wimps.
How old are
anything,
your sisters?
But, 20, I guess the youngest one is 10 years younger than me, so 25.
Can we see her?
No.
Can we just look at her Instagram on the show? Is that okay?
No.
Which one's the 25-year-old?
I'm not fucking telling you, you stupid fuck.
Which
what's, her, what's her name?
I hate,
yeah,
like, I hate that you're
Instagram
asking this
handle?
With your little footsies dangling off the floor. I hate you.
We couldn't start the show until we all adjusted our seats.
Yeah.
Because in the studio,
it's hard to be funny with your feet dangling like a toddler.
It's
yeah, tell that
true.
To Kevin Hart.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. Hey, guys, do me a favor. I need you to edit that clip. I need you to send that directly to Kevin Hart on all of his social media platforms.
Good.
And tag Brendan
Good.
Sagalow.
Shit.
Let him know that Brendan is coming for him.
Get that fucking 8 Mile expression off your face.
I hope Kevin Hart sees it and he's just in a nasty mood and destroys your career with one phone call. He's like, you know what?
Bow, bow, boom, bow. Hey, Amy. Let's get this kid.
So you got married. Yeah. He asked you to marry him, or you're some new age horseshit where you asked him to marry
him? No, he asked me to marry him.
Make me sick.
He asked me to marry him after a lot of pressuring and basically
and
forcing it.
And what'd you say?
Wait, did you really pressure him to
No,
ask?
I didn't, but I did say in the beginning, like when we started dating, I was like, I'm looking to get married. I don't want to like fuck
I'm
around
not doing
and play
this shit.
Like,
okay,
house
yeah.
and do any of that.
But that's technically, I think at this age, any chick that I'm starting to date, like it's much more serious. I have a son, I have like a life, I have a career. It's not like, oh, let's just, if I'm going to seriously date and say you're my girlfriend and we're, you know, going down that path, I think that's completely reasonable.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, and if it wasn't to him, then I was like, that's fine, you can go, but that's what I want. So, yeah,
but guys are so, he was just like, God damn it, I want to fuck her so bad.
That's what I want too. That's 100% what I want. That's all I've been thinking about.
Marriage. That's literally all I can think about since the moment I laid my eyes on you is getting married to you.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
just getting you like, completely.
I know what happened.
Married,
you know. But it was good. It was like we did it in Washington Square Park, and it was like done in 7 minutes. Brendan was there.
It was very beautiful.
Yeah. And nobody could hear us do our vows, which was
nobody could
much
hear.
Better.
Everybody's going like, what? But also, like, people are just like people with pigeons on their heads are walking
up. Is there a wedding going on here?
Yeah.
So was it free to do in the park, or did you
yeah,
just have to
we didn't get,
like,
get a permit. No,
or,
like, we
You're supposed to.
I walked up past the cops and I was like, we're gonna be really quick, and they were like, we are not enforcing anything.
Yeah. They were like, we don't give a shit. I was like, a Molotov cocktail was just thrown at my partner.
Yeah.
Get married. Go. Get out of my fucking face.
100%.
I'm on fire.
They were like, we do not give a shit.
Yeah.
They just killed my fucking horse. Okay? Please help me. Help me.
Yeah, a horse runs by on fire.
We got bigger fish to fry.
One leg is missing. It's just bleeding profusely.
Fucking please.
No, but you go celebrate your love.
Oh shit, dude, it's so funny.
Yeah.
So you got married quick, 7 minutes. You were supposed to have a permit, though. You guys said fuck it. What would you have done if you got it broken up, though? How fucked up is that? What would you use
if it had gotten broken up?
Yeah, the cops were like, whoa, no.
We would have just gone to the sidewalk and finished. Like, it wasn't like a. I don't want to plan a wedding. I'm not like good at planning, and so we did this. We contacted this place called I Do Drive Through Weddings, where you literally don't have to get out of the car. And then I called my mom and I was like, I'm doing a drive through wedding.
And she was like, I hate you.
She was like, please
We're
don't
related
do
to
that.
The Kennedys.
Hey,
why would you,
you
do
can
that?
You sit in the back seat, mom. That's fine.
Yeah. I was like, you can get in the back. It doesn't matter. But she was like, no, come on, please. let me wear a dress and let me get flowers for your sisters. And aww. I was like, okay. So then I invited everybody and was just like, just please dress up. My mom's dressed up. My mom's going to be there.
So everyone was dressed up in the park, which is
pretty much.
That's not bad. That, you know,
I mean,
fuck
you know
it.
Except for Rich Voss, who came dressed like a blood.
Yeah.
But
Rich was wearing like a tracksuit or something.
You know, it was like a red denim jacket and a fucking and a red bandana over his face and like a red fedora. I was like, what the fuck is happening to
yeah,
you?
He's like, shoo woo.
Yeah, yeah, he's
I
like,
never thought I'd wear this again after Patrice's funeral.
Mm-hmm. So and then
sorry, I stepped on that. That was funny.
So you went, you got married. Everyone was like, "Yay, fun!" And then where'd you go on a honeymoon? Is it also a ghetto ass honeymoon, or no, did you guys do something?
We
normal?
Went to Tulum, and it was like
Tulum.
Really nice.
Mexico,
yeah,
that's
we went
fun.
To this really nice hotel in Tulum called Mi Amor, which is a little on the nose, but a lot of influencers out there, a lot of fucking booty shots in
nice.
Every like sunset. You guys would have
yeah.
loved it.
Hell yeah! I'm all about that.
Yeah. It was nice. It was, I mean, honestly, like, it was the easiest wedding. It was so fucking, it was done in 2 seconds, and just like our sex, and the honeymoon was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you. And now you're just trying to get pregnant.
Now
this
we're just
it.
Married.
Now you're just, but admit it. Admit it that
I'm not
you are
trying to
regularly
get pregnant.
Trying to get pregnant right now.
I'm not.
I just want the fans to imagine the cream pies. They're all, my fans love cream pies. It's one of the things, one of the tenets of the Real Ass Podcast is your
all
favorite porn.
All definitions, by the way.
We're not trying to get married. We're being irresponsible. I mean, we're not trying to get pregnant.
Cream
we're
pies.
Being irresponsible.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Cream pies.
Yeah. So.
Hell yes.
It's
cream pie all day long. Rosebud cream pies.
But I'm terrified, actually, of like actually getting pregnant. I don't, even though I want, it's like if it happens, I have to do it because I've had too many abortions. It's
have
true.
You had a lot of abortions?
I've had two.
Jesus Christ, Rosebud.
Yeah, it's too many.
Christ almighty, you've murdered two separate babies.
Yeah.
No, one was twins.
She fucking doesn't even care. She's like yeah, I killed them.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't you know I'm loco?
How old were you when you had your first abortion?
25? No, 26.
Jesus. Wow. Was it really hard?
No.
I love it.
No.
It's like, not at all. It was the easiest decision I've ever made in my entire life.
Rosebud's like Walter White of abortions.
I gotta say, the drugs they give
it.
You are not bad.
It was fun. It made me feel alive. Jesse!
Jesse! Yeah, that's what I would have named him.
That's what she would have named him. shit.
Yeah.
So, 26 years old, it was not a hard, you were like, yeah, no, it didn't happen. Was it because of the guy you weren't in love with, or?
No, it was just like, I didn't want a baby.
No baby.
Yeah. And also, the guy was like, not a good dude. So I was like, I'm not going to do this to myself. I don't want to talk to him for the rest of my life.
If my son's mother felt that way, James wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She would have just stuck to that instinct. This is not a good dude. I don't need to have something from him growing inside of me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's more charitable.
Yeah, she really is. Thank God. Thank God. Yeah, that's fucking wild. So, well, good for you. I hope it all works out. I hope.
We'll see.
I hope you get pregnant. Or you know what? I hope for his sake he gets a few cream pies before you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. He deserves it.
So what do you do, Rosebud, because you have a big crush on me.
You leave it in.
What do you do in that situation?
When you can no longer fantasize about Brendan Sagalow?
Yeah.
You know, I close my eyes, which is what I would do if I was fucking Brendan. And
I feel like that would be worse. I feel like that would enhance the feel senses. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you have him wear a backpack with all his clothes in it?
I just wrap Andy in a pillow. And
no,
we just make it happen.
You don't want to have
all
of...
He's like, whatever you need.
If
you
fuck, in a fat suit?
If you fuck a fat or ugly person, you need all of your senses available so you can evenly distribute the ugly between all of your senses. So if you let's
why
say
would
you hold
I need
your
to
nose,
do that?
Hold your nose and close your eyes, you're gonna feel his fat that much more. You're gonna taste him that much more.
Ah, I got
you. Your other senses are enhanced.
I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Stop pretending
I wonder
if
that
like
makes
we fuck women
really
other than
picky.
Doggy style.
What?
I wonder if that makes blind people like really picky, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm sorry, you're not my type. And you're like, well, why
you're
not?
Blind. So you better start.
Technically, anyone is.
Yeah,
get so the...
yeah.
Like, no,
I could rape you and you can't even pick me out of a lineup. So
Jesus Christ, Brendan.
Whoops. Are we recording? Yeah. Whoops.
Brandon, I was just gonna say, what type of show do you think this is? That's some Studio A sort of material.
No, that's what Lewis considers A material.
I love it when Brendan loses confidence in a bit. He goes, he just keeps smiling.
Hey.
Please, we don't rave her. We leave her in the middle of an intersection.
Brendan's my favorite because he'll just keep, he's like a classic example of the keep talking till you get a laugh thing.
Yeah.
That's his main go-to.
That's kind of my thing.
He's a nervous guy.
Yeah.
He's a little bit of a nervous guy.
Yeah, I got anxiety.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Oh my God, I had the worst anxiety last night on my honeymoon. I thought I was I got the worst diarrhea I've ever had in my life, and you guys are all like gross. But I
can you edit this out?
but I thought I'd been drugged. I was like, I've been drugged. I'm gonna start tripping on ayahuasca.
Whoa!
Like it was that bad, and I fully was like, I don't think I can make it through this night.
All inclusive resort.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
It includes diarrhea.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, it's not bad, dude. I did not mind that joke.
Yeah.
You gotta. I did the same thing when I went to Mexico with my son's mother. That fucking all you can eat buffet. We got the fish.
Yeah.
The last day, or maybe the second to last day, just the most horrible, like stomach food poisoning, whatever it was.
Yeah.
We went to get a massage.
Uh huh.
Like at the, you know, a couple's massage. Like,
yeah.
You know,
shit all over her hands.
No, but I had to like hold my asshole puckered. Like tight, like fucking tight the whole time that I'm
and
on my
she's
stomach.
Just working down you like a tube of toothpaste.
Oh, no.
Dude, you should have just let it go, man.
Dude, it was
that
wild.
Felt so
it was
good.
So uncomfortable. And
it's
then,
the worst. You're like, am I gonna die?
And it was more than just diarrhea. It was food poisoning because it was like I was getting chills. I had a fever.
Yeah, same.
Oh, so brutal. Dude, do not go to an all inclusive resort in Mexico. Just go to a hotel. Go to some fucking restaurants. I'm telling you, it's a mistake that everybody makes.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Oh my God. It is food poisoning if you get chills, right?
Yeah.
That's then that's what I got.
I think so. Yeah.
I like diarrhea. I like the way it
makes me feel skinny.
I just like it. It feels good. It's coming out like water.
Clean up sometimes easier.
It's so much easier.
No, it's not. It's not. It's because it's. Not. Can I tell you what it is? It's like you're the lick like shit. This is crass, and I apologize for everyone listening, but it's true. Shit is a like a paste, and you go, you wipe it on the toilet paper, and you go, there you go. Liquid diarrhea is liquid, and it eats directly through it. So no matter what, you're touching liquid shit.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I go a lot of wraparounds. I blow through.
But you wrap it around like hand wraps?
But it's also
no,
like...
but I do like four or five layers of toilet paper.
I hop right in the shower.
This is actually interesting. So do you do a wraparound? That's some old school. My mom used to do that. She used to go, wah, 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 wah. And then
I don't wrap it
around
my
hand like a paw.
Oh, no, I don't do it like a paw, but I wrap it around itself like four or five times.
Well, I don't do that. I pull out a sheet. I clip it. Fold it in half, fold it in half, fold it in half.
Make it a swan.
That's the way to do it.
Or a little origami.
And it's
and
a turkey.
Take it for a swim.
I tell my fortune.
P-U-R-P-L-E.
Yeah, I wipe my ass, I fold it into that little envelope with the pull here tab, and then I give it away to a friend.
I make it a little pirate hat.
Then I walk around with shit on my butt.
Yeah. It's great. You don't even wipe.
Yeah. You just make it into something.
Into a paper airplane,
give it to a friend
window.
And walk out the door.
Oh shit. Okay, if you guys love sex, you're going to love Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the only chewable performance enhancement drug. Same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis. This is real deal, guys. It gives you a nice, full, hard boner. Owner. Super easy to do as well. You don't have to go to a doctor or the pharmacy. You do an online survey. You meet with an online physician. You fill it out. 10 minutes later, you got a Blue Chew prescription. It comes to you, your house or apartment in the mail in discreet packaging. It doesn't say, this guy has dick pills. Everyone look. It's nice and simple, and it's really easy, guys. What you do is when the girl's not looking, you just pop it in your mouth, you chew it up, and then she's like, holy shit, your dick rules. You're like, that's right, baby. It's all natural, but it's not. It's Blue Chew, and it will change your life. So if you guys want to try out Blue Chew for free, go to BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com. You get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Okay, where were we? All right, let's. I want to talk about what's going on with Joe Rogan and Spotify. Shannon, do you know anything about this? Are they trying to get rid of him, or they're trying to edit his shit? So
really.
Yeah, so, all right, so Rogan, obviously, everyone knows he did this huge Spotify deal worth reportedly like $100 million a year. And when it first premiered, there was a bunch of episodes that were missing. like Alex Jones and Miley Yiannopoulos and a bunch of sort of like alt-righty type figures. So everyone just assumes that, you know, because
that
he's being censored. Yeah. Or that, I guess, whatever, I guess, did Spotify ever admit that they didn't include those episodes for any reason? I have no idea. I don't know the follow-up on why.
I'm sure they're not really legally required to admit that, if that was part of the deal.
Yeah, maybe not. But either way, they were obviously not comfortable with certain people. Oh, I guess that's right. I remember I read something that, like, they didn't meet the terms and conditions or whatever it is, like those episodes, which was just sort of like, okay, like, it's obvious that Spotify is sort of a lefty company, Silicon Valley. You know, they're trying to, they don't want certain people on their platform. I'm assuming Alex Jones has been banned from the platform. Milo's been banned from the platform. And that's Gavin. Gavin, a bunch of people. So apparently now I read this thing that Spotify, a bunch of Spotify employees want to strike unless Spotify takes further action to censor Rogan. So if you can actually pull up the quote, they want to do things like Spotify can edit the podcast, decide which ones can go up. Yeah, right here. Employees threaten to strike if Spotify refuses to censor Joe Rogan. Go down a little. Let's see. Right. Go to the quote from Digital Music News. Spotify employees were demanding direct editorial oversight over the recently acquired Joe Rogan Experience podcast. That would include the ability to directly edit or remove sections of upcoming interviews or block the uploading of episodes deemed problematic. The employees also demanded the ability to add trigger warnings, corrections, and references to fact-checked articles on topics discussed by Rogan in the course of his multi-hour discussions. And I know that Rogan had to apologize because he said something about the protests, and he was like, he put out an apology video afterwards because it was misinformation. And now they keep on trying to catch him with, like, misinformation. That's, like, the thing. But we're not supposed to just – we're having open discussions on these podcasts. You do a 2-, 3-, 4-hour podcast, you're not getting every fact correct. The news doesn't get the facts correct.
Yeah. Information is fluid. So it's like you never – it's not like – yeah, he'll say something, and then he might have to be like, oh, I was wrong about that.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Yeah. Sometimes you misspeak. Sometimes the problem is you can't put somebody who does 5 3-hour podcasts per week, 18 hours of podcasting per week, under the scrutiny of if you misspeak or if you say something that you don't really know about, well, now we're going to try and get you in trouble for that. That's fucking crazy. You don't want, especially with podcasting, podcasting is not fucking television. It's not edited that way, okay? What you want, the reason people like podcasts is because you're a fly on the wall in a conversation with some guys that are maybe smoking weed, drinking some beers, whatever it is, and you get to hear a very honest, unedited version of a real conversation. And sometimes people misspeak in conversations, and you go, all right, cool. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
So, but I think the bigger picture there is the fact that Spotify, if their employees in that culture wants to do that, I think there's bigger problems for Spotify. I think it's a bigger problem for content creators putting
that's
stuff on Spotify.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't know.
Whose albums are they going to take? You know, like, and when is it going to be? You can't have a Dice album up on there or anything that people go back and discover that it was offensive to them now. That came out and was old.
But this is different than offensive. It sounds like they're just talking about, like, if he's spreading misinformation, then they're saying that they would have to correct it.
Well, they also, they want to include trigger warnings.
Yeah, trigger warnings.
Trigger warnings is, like, that part of it, I'm just like...
But like, here's the thing. I don't think it says just specifically about misinformation. I think it's saying
diarrhea from Tulum.
Yeah.
They want to if they deem a section of it, let's see, right, let's see. Uploading episodes deemed problematic. The employees also demanded the ability to add trigger warnings. Okay, so directly edit or remove sections of upcoming interviews or block the uploading of episodes deemed problematic. So being deemed problematic, what is that definition? Is it just misinformation?
It's tough because you could be talking about something that's actually problematic where it's like people are listening and you're spreading something that could be harmful to just public discourse, right? Or you could, because there are people that listen to Joe Rogan and then they actually think of it as fact, right? Like they walk away from it and they go, oh, this is real. Because they think of him like a journalist, even though that's not his job and that's not what he does.
Right.
But then there's also people that would hear something that's offensive to them and be like, that's problematic. And it's like, no, it's not. You know what I mean? Where? In your car? You know, I mean?
Know that the one thing that was a big deal is when Rogan said the Fallon Fox, the transgendered MMA fighter who was a man, became a woman and was going in and just decimating chicks. Like, right. And he was like, yeah, that's not fucking cool. And he knows about martial arts on a pretty high level.
Right.
And I don't think you need to be...
He also has eyeballs.
Yeah, you don't need to be a scientist to come up with that solution. And things like that are being deemed problematic.
Right.
So the problem is, it's where you draw that line, okay? And the problem with Rogan, it's a little different than you or I, is Rogan has an exclusive partnership and a deal with Spotify. So they're paying him directly.
Yeah.
That is a few steps away from you or I being removed from Spotify for shit that we say being problematic. However, when you look at it, the culture of Spotify is that. Right. And we are definitely moving in that direction. So, I mean, for me, I saw that I almost removed Legion of Skanks and Real Ass Podcast from Spotify this morning when I saw that. I'm not going to yet. But at the same time, I'm just going like, I don't really want to. You don't want to be dependent on these companies that will one day just say, well, fuck it. Now your stuff is gone and now you lose. Well, I'd rather get ahead of it and be smart about where people can find our content. Mm-hmm. So it's the whole thing is sort of interesting. If you take that type of money. Now, look, the other flip side of this is who gives a shit? If you gave me $100 million, that's enough money to it's free at fuck you money. OK, yeah. Like, that is like enough money. Like I would go so much harder. Like I would walk around in blackface. My everyday life would be blackface. I would walk around.
It's $100 million, so it's caviar.
Yeah, dude. I would go into transgendered communities and start fights. I would be so problematic if I had $100 million. Never give me a deal like that.
You wouldn't see, if I was given $100 million, I'd be like, okay, well now I'm your slave.
Yeah.
Like I would be like, whatever. And then
I would do. I put the blackface on. I'd be like, yes, I'm your slave master. Oh yes, sir. Spotify, I'm your slave. What do you need me to do?
Spotify. Oh, good Mrs. Spotify.
Yeah, exactly, Rose. But exactly what I'm saying.
I'm saying I would do whatever Spotify asked me to do. Like I'd be
like
what?
Work the fields. And, you know,
you gonna let him sleep in the big playlist?
You gonna be a house comic for me, Rosebud?
Jesus Christ!
We bring the best out of Brendan.
Yeah,
this is Studio B.
Full slave voice.
This is Studio Brendan.
I love that.
So you're saying that he should not be corrected if he's like if he says something that's fucking that's actual misinformation if he's spreading?
No, because let me tell you why. Okay, definitely not by the platform that your podcast is on, okay?
They bought him.
Because the podcasting, comedy in general, and even podcasting on a non-comedy podcast where it's conversational like Rogan's, they don't even know, and I've done Rogan's podcast 3 times. Mm-hmm. There's no plan. There's no notes. We have notes here, okay? There's no notes. On Rogan's podcast, you don't know where it's going to go. And what's beautiful about podcasting, about this medium in general, right, is that you have 2 or 3 people in a room and then they improvise and they keep on bringing each other to a place where who the fuck knows, and it can never be the same podcast. It's like a fucking fingerprint. It's never going to be the same. Even if it's the same 2 people, it's never the same conversation. Somebody's in a different mood that day. They're feeling funny. They're feeling whatever. They read this thing. So what happens is you sort of get this really unique piece of content. And the content is that conversation and that search for truth or that search for compromise or whatever.
Right.
So sometimes you go into it and somebody has a certain perspective and then they sit down with somebody else who has another perspective. And then they both walk out of it with a completely different perspective. And as a listener, they get to listen to that transformation and you get to be a part of it. And I think that that's really therapeutic and powerful. You start to understand a subject in a much different way than you would understand it if it was simply, you know, reading a Wikipedia page or watching a video with somebody that has a specifically formulated opinion.
Yeah.
That is a better way. The reason Rogan's podcast is so successful and the reason people like it is because that sort of pursuit of truth, mm-hmm. in whatever way, it could just be people trying to be funny, and being funny is absolute truth because you can't fake funny, right? Laughing is laughter. Or if it's informational. But that pursuit, I think, is the crux and the meat and potatoes of what you're listening for. Mm. And you're going to get a lot of misinformation. If you were to look at Joe Rogan's podcast under a microscope, every episode you'd have 20 things that you could say, oh, that's he misspoke. That's not the number. That's not this. And when you start doing that, you're simply just a fucking internet troll. When the media starts doing that, you guys are just internet trolls. That's all it is. Instead of appreciating the truth or the pursuit of truth and that conversation and what everybody could take out of it, whether you could disagree with Rogan, agree with Rogan, his guests, whoever it is, and say, oh shit, I'm informed and I take something away from that, you're specifically looking to break it down, and you lose all of that value. All of that value is gone.
I think that people are going to Rogan to get what they really want to get from the news. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're trying. I agree with what you're saying. Like the with podcasting, you're listening to a conversation, which nobody's having anymore. Mm-hmm. So every communication we're having with people who have different perspectives from us, it's all online, right? And it's all just pretty much arguing and not listening to each other.
Right.
So when you hear two people communicate, you can feel their change in perspective. You can feel where they're coming from. There's nuance. There's and you have none of that online.
And there's an appreciation. I mean, there's just an appreciation for you here. You know, two people who disagree and they come together and have a conversation and try to find, you know, understand each other's perspective.
It's the best feeling to listen to that.
It is. It really is.
Two people that disagree getting along.
Yeah.
It's like so rare these days that it's so much fun to listen to.
I agree with you. And I think it's like, you know, people, the reality is people that are online in these masks, they don't want that. They just want their opinion. And as soon as you stray from that, you become an enemy right away. That personality type, okay, mm-hmm. that personality type, right, left, whatever it is, whether they're into politics or not, that's a dangerous person. You got to cut those fucking people out of your life. I just started muting words on Twitter. I didn't realize you could do this.
Yeah, it's the best.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. Trump.
Oh, my God.
Gone. If you mention Trump, it's not showing up in my timeline. If you mention the election, it's not showing up in my timeline. Antifa, not showing up in my timeline. Black Lives Matter, not showing up in my timeline. I am opting fucking out, and I'm so much happier for it. Mm. I am so much fucking happier for it because it has just become such a fucking battle in life of everybody just arguing nonstop. And my career, a lot of it is spent online. So it's this really weird, dangerous battlefield. And you move away from it and you go like, oh, shit, you know what? We're all just collaborating in life. We're all moving through life. We still are, right?
Yeah.
I know it seems like the world is crumbling, but life is a series of collaborations. And people are training themselves to not do that anymore. And that's a really scary thing. It is our job to come together. You and I don't agree on something. We come together. We create this piece of content. I go to the deli. The guy who owns the deli is, you know, a fucking supporter of whatever. And
ISIS.
ISIS. But I don't care, dude. I want a sandwich. He's going to sell me a sandwich. I'm going to give him $7. He's sending that $7 to go
His
help.
His friend's going
to
say salt, pepper, ketchup.
But do you know what I'm saying? And it's collaborative. Not like we have been designed to... We all come together as a community, no matter what our beliefs are, and we're supposed to collaborate and sort of come out as a society, and we're shutting that down completely, and everyone's sitting there online on their phones. Mm. Nobody's creating.
Have you watched The Social Experiment yet?
Or The Social Dilemma?
Social Dilemma, yeah.
My problem with it is they're all my concepts. I feel like they stole my fucking show. I've been saying all this stuff for years.
The Real Ass Dilemma.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I've been saying all this shit for years, so it's sort of basic bitch shit for me, The Social Dilemma. But I did start taking some great ideas on how to market Gas Digital from it, though. So get ready. We're going to mine your data, motherfuckers.
But I do I liked the part where they were talking about how there's like an entire generation of people that have no idea how to navigate conflict.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. that don't know how to. So when they come up against
somebody. They kill themselves. This is why suicide is five times as high.
Yeah.
Because as soon as they come up with some conflict and they haven't been trained from when they were a little kid to deal with the problem, give a little, take a little, compromise a little bit, they go, and they kill themselves.
Yes. Meet somebody in their 20s. Tell them to make a phone call about something.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hey, order a pizza, not on Grubhub. Call the place.
Yeah.
They panic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was an interesting documentary. I did, and I liked certain aspects of it. They did put certain things into perspective. And it's almost like you think these things for a long time, and then they lay it out and you go, oh, yeah, that's completely what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it makes so much sense. And then on an even bigger scale, so for this is why I say don't vote, and I'm not going to get political, but let's get real. You see companies like Amazon and Google and YouTube that are doing this data collection, data mining, controlling where, you know, how the money's going. And you go, why wouldn't the government do this? Why wouldn't the government use these same exact technologies and same exact processes to make money? It's literally just printing money. So I don't trust anybody or anything. I've opted out so hard on anything political or anything like that. It is, in that documentary, it did sort of make me go like, shit, dude, this is... Like, we don't know about anything, right? We think we know, you think you hear about these things, right? And then you look at something like that and you go like, wow, dude, those companies are so intricate and the system to make money is so intricate and to use our data is so intricate. and you move it over to what our government does and what we don't know. And I just think about what we don't know, because I know very little. And then it goes, it becomes so big that it's almost like so overwhelming that how does anybody care? How does anybody get up and go like, I really, it's like, it's almost like saying like, I want to learn about that one star in the solar system. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just so vast. Who gives a shit?
But I feel like that whenever I hear about like conspiracy theories too, because I'll hear a conspiracy theory and I'll be like, okay, so let's say everything that you're saying is true, right? Because it's, that's a conspiracy theory, is like, it's your way of kind of trying to explain something that you can't understand or that you're not privy to. So then you get, you hear all of it and you go, all right, I have all this information. And it's like, okay, what do you do with that? Like,
You go on chat rooms and you scream it.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I, it's like, I feel like no matter what, you're kind of fucked. Like, I was talking to my fucking hairdresser, started, she watched Plandemic and now she like does this. She's like really into the whole fucking coronavirus is a hoax thing. And I'm like,
what is it? It's called Plandemic?
Yeah.
That's a good name.
I want to watch it right now.
Yeah.
I honestly thought that was going to be like a Marie Kondo kind of thing where it's like, Plandemic, what to do when you're when the world is falling apart.
You're like, how do I redecorate my apartment?
Exactly.
You need candles? Guess what? You have crayons.
Need some place to sleep? Hay is paper.
Brendan's watching a crafting movie.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, that's what it sounds
like. A 30-something year old woman's like home shopping channel television show, Plandemic.
It's like Marie Kondo, but it's a zombie walks in. It's like, throw that away.
No, it's like the whole, you know, that coronavirus was planned and that it was like,
do you know,
put
you can
into
make a shotgun
States?
Silencer out of a paper towel roll? Sorry.
No, it's fine.
It's called the Hartman.
I still want her to do my hair, but every time I go in, she's like, you know, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, yeah.
And we got to be careful and you got to ask questions. And I'm like, yeah, I agree.
That's just life. That's
but
just
I'm like,
being
it
with people.
Could also just be a pandemic. Like, in the middle of her doing my hair last time, I was like, it could just be a fucking pandemic. You don't have to, like, do all this.
You're right. I agree that not everything needs to have some sort of crazy conspiracy attached to it, right? Not everything. But. We got to be pretty ignorant to sit here and pretend we know all the details and what's going on. And
we don't. We don't know all the details. Even if everything they're saying is true with these conspiracy theories, we still don't know all the details.
Of course. Yeah,
you're just as powerless at the end of the argument as you are at the beginning.
Besides our hair.
Yeah.
Honestly,
not far off.
She's saying we got to do something about this, right? And I'm saying we can't do anything about this. And to play a different game.
Right.
You know, it's like it's just a card that we're being dealt right now. It's bigger than anything we could possibly imagine. We're never going to know 1% of it.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm just saying that there's a better way to be. I take a different approach, which is just fix your fucking life. If you made it a goal that you were going to make sure that you, your friends and family were happy, safe, healthy, prosperous, successful, and that was your focus, you know what I'm saying? And you start with you, and then you start with your you know, your tribe of people that are around you. If everybody just, and then we had a common goal in mind, which is just to, you know, move forward and to be happy, forget all the social media stuff, forget all getting your point across, forget that fake, that they talked about it in that documentary a lot, like that endorphin drip and that feeling of like, oh, I go back. That was a great little point, the way they put it. They were like, it's like a slot machine. It's like, you go back and like, did I get another comment? You go back. Let me swipe down. Did I get something else? That feeling of going back and doing that, it's so gross when it's pointed out.
It's so gross.
When it's pointed out, the first time I did it afterwards, I was like, oh, yuck.
Yeah.
I just literally went and I pulled the slot machine down.
It did feel like, remember when that documentary came out about like how they cook like chickens and stuff?
Yeah.
And then like for the first week, you're like, gross.
Yeah.
A week went by and I'm like, I love chickens.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
It's like when I saw the Blackfish documentary, I was like, no, the poor killer whales.
One ticket, please.
Yeah, please. Give me a harpoon gun. You can kill a killer whale for $1,000.
You're like, I got to entertain my kid.
Fiji. Yeah, dude. I agree with that as well. So there is something about that like addiction that we have, and it's a. So we're all in this pursuit of greatness. Everyone wants to feel great.
Yeah.
And no matter what way you want to slice it, we're all trying to be the best version of ourselves and the most successful version of ourselves. And whatever greatness means to you, greatness could mean you're fucking healthy, living on a beach. You know, you've given away all your money to poor people, and you that's a sense of greatness, right? Some other people need to be a fucking billionaire, and they need to have abs. You know, depends on whatever your sense of greatness is. That pursuit of greatness, it's the wins are far and few between in life, right? So you fucking you get an A on the test, you win the big baseball game, you graduate high school. These moments of greatness, you know, are really few and far between.
That was a very Puerto Rican list of great accomplishments.
You steal your first car. you get your first abortion.
She's white for 3 days.
But no, I'm saying like
you make out with a chulo at the fuck. I can't think of it.
A chula's a snack.
Yeah.
Chula's a snack.
You make out with a choco taco. And you fat fuck. But I'm saying, like, it's far and few between. Like, how many times do you get to feel really great as a kid? Obviously, your parents do it for you, and they give you hugs and tell you you're special. But it should sort of come from that, and then you get these moments to prove it, you know? And I talked about this in the last show. With my kids did a little apple cider stand, and I paid a woman to come and buy their first cup of apple cider because I wanted to give them that first win. And if they didn't have that win, it could have fucked up their perception of working for themselves and working hard for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
But those wins, the problem is today everyone feels like they're getting those wins every minute. They get to post some horse shit, and they get to feel like, oh, look, I'm great. And then people go, you're great. You're awesome. You go, girl. Oh, what a queen. And
I get that last one quite a bit.
That feeling of greatness, it's being faked regularly, and people don't pursue it. So you have people that are no longer wanting to be great, and I think that they've convinced themselves because there's some sort of like deeper social thing where everyone should be equal, but the reality is it's just because they don't want to be great anymore. People aren't pursuing it in the same way.
Yeah.
So
did you just take credit for your sister's kid?
What did I do?
You said my kids.
I do say my kids.
Oh, that's cute.
If I took her, she'd be a better person. She's such a little monster. I've been trying to get into myself. I've already planted the seed. I was like, Jenny, let me just take her. I'll make this fucking girl into a fucking superstar. You have no idea. all right, so what happened? All right, so the Breonna Taylor.
I'm still moved by the fact that you paid a stranger to pay for their first apple cider.
I know. I mean, I feel like every chick listening to this just slid off their chair.
Yeah.
But it was great.
That's sweet.
Even the girl that I paid, I could tell she was like, I want to fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Please fuck me.
Well,
Daddy.
Now we know why you did it.
Yeah.
Hey, my kid's got a cider thing. If you can just...
Was that a Trump impression?
Look, my kid's got
a cider. It's excellent. Great.
It's the best. No Mexicans at all.
But it's true. It had nothing to do with being a nice dad. It was because I'm trying to create a capitalist out of my son.
Right. Hell and get pussy for yourself.
And get some fucking pussy, dog.
Hey, if you can create a capitalist for your son and get pussy for yourself, what else is there,
right? Jesus Christ,
besides winning the big baseball game. All that whole list was like things from the 50s that white people, you win the big baseball game and the girl takes you to the soccer.
The girl takes you.
Yeah, I don't know.
You put the last bit of paint on your white picket fence. You back up, you look at it, you say, you know what, today's a good day.
I'm going to burn a cross.
When that poodle skirt fits just right, and there's no colors.
I really am such an old Republican white guy.
You really are.
I moved
You're
to Jersey,
worse than my
I
dad.
Just, I walk around my neighborhood.
I picture you exclusively in boxers with hearts on them ever since you moved to Jersey.
Doggy, I mean, I take out my garbage and my underwear. Yeah. It's fucking wild.
Nice, like Soprano.
Dude, it's fucking, I love it. There's nothing better than suburban Jersey living. I don't give a shit.
Does it have to be Jersey? Can it just be suburban living?
Nope.
Yeah, the silence that fell after he said that just made it feel...
This guy's big on no sales tax.
Yeah.
Also, another great benefit, by the way.
I think Jersey is awesome.
Jersey rules.
Yeah.
Shut up, Rosebud. Jersey rules. Go get married
again. I said
nothing.
Loser. I said nothing.
Yeah, that's the problem. You said nothing.
You guys filled it all in yourselves. All right?
Were you born in Jersey?
I was born in Long Island. The Jersey of New York.
That is the Jersey of New York. If I would say so. Same shit. Same shit.
I thought Jersey was the Jersey of New York.
Shut up, Rose. But every day you're trying to get. Why are you trying to go down Brendan's back? Leave him alone.
What does that mean?
Go down his back.
What does that mean?
Did you just make up a.
Yeah, it's a new phrase that I made up.
What exactly does it mean, though?
Going down someone's back. It's like you're crawling up their ass, but you got to go down their back first. You're not quite up his ass.
You're trying to get up his ass, but you got lost.
Quit going down my back.
You should have made a left at Albuquerque. You never went down his back. So, yeah, I'm a leader. I make up my own phrases.
It's my
Are you making
executive...
fun of me for being a leader?
Because I'm going down your back, buddy.
Yeah, stop going down my back. You want to go back? Go straight up my back, up my neck, around my throat. Get out of here.
You go right up his front, for all I care.
Go around my throat.
So what happened? So, all right, the Breonna Taylor verdict?
Yeah.
Verdict?
Charges.
Verdict?
Charges.
I don't know, man. Let's guess the news. Fuck it. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
It's time to guess the news. Breonna Taylor, if you guys don't know, girl was, she was...
Murdered.
You know, debatable.
What?
She's not alive anymore.
She was murdered.
She was asleep in bed and got shot eight
okay,
times.
Okay, hold on, hold
eight
on,
times.
Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
All right, new segment, defend the cops. Everyone, all you gotta do is defend the cops.
I'm
this
not
the
doing
game.
That.
This is the game,
I'm
Rose
not doing
Bond.
That.
You don't have to believe it.
I'm not doing that.
Game.
They let me get married
show.
Without a permit.
Do
so
do you believe in that you're buying hotels on Boardwalk in Atlantic City? I don't think so. It's just simply a game, Rosebud. Now defend the cops. Go ahead. What did the cops do right that night?
What did they do right?
Yes.
I'm. There's nothing. They did nothing
not
right.
Right.
I'm not playing that.
Cop.
I guess the only thing they did right was take misinformed like orders. I guess.
I don't really know what happened. So can I say what I heard happened?
You really have muted all of Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. No knock warrant, right? Yeah. No knock warrant. They come in, they kick down the door. The boyfriend that she was with had a handgun legal.
Yeah. What are the chances?
Legal handgun.
That they go to the wrong place with a no knock warrant, and it happens to be a place where a guy's got a gun. And shoots one of the cops.
Did he actually shoot the cop, or he just shot at the cops?
I think he shot at them.
Shot at them.
Shot at them. He didn't even shoot the cop.
If there was a no-knock warrant for, like, my house, I'd just be, like, in my underwear, jerking off.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shoot
dude.
It right at him. Look it down! Oh, sorry, I didn't see you. so they kicked the door in, and just a fucking shitty situation. Apparently the boyfriend thought they were being robbed. And he shoots at them, and then they fucking just
light it up.
They didn't hit the boyfriend, or they didn't kill the boyfriend, or did they hit him?
I'm not sure the answer to that.
I'm not sure.
Do we know any of the news?
Why would I know that they had the wrong place, and the person they were looking to arrest was already in custody by the time this happened.
Oh, God.
And that information had not gotten its way back to them.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow, already in custody.
Completely unnecessary.
Yeah, completely fucked up situation. But, you know, an accident. Is it not an accident?
It's just a tragic thing that happened.
It's okay, really tragic.
Are you ready?
Really tragic.
Bang. Accident. Bang. 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 Not an accident.
Gang. Gang. Boom. Bang. Gang.
Yes.
You can't accidentally shoot someone eight times.
Gang. What?
You can't accidentally shoot somebody eight times.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's one of those. It's like there's no.
I'm not defending the cops at all.
Yeah, no.
I'm just saying it's not that you're accidentally shooting someone eight times. You have a moment where you're kicking down a door and somebody shoots at you.
The adrenaline is.
You're just in a moment. Everyone's got guns. There's a gunfight. I don't think it was simply. Hold on, guys. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, it was probably
bang.
Like, bang, 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 bang,
yeah, bang, 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 bang. What the fuck happened? Oh, shit, wrong house. Whoops.
Close the door behind me.
Yeah. But it doesn't really.
His partner pulled him out with a long cane.
Yeah.
Does the Ace Ventura thing where he puts the door behind him and goes, don't go in there.
I mean, technically.
Oh, A42. We were looking for A24.
Technically, it was an accident from the minute that they kicked down the door.
Yeah.
Like, it was, that was the accident.
The accident was standing in front of the wrong house.
Yeah.
And I mean, the whole thing. So here's the thing. People were already freaking out because there was no charges forever. And then the final thing was the guy was charged with
the bullet that hit the neighbor's house, I believe. There's the charges like reckless endangerment.
What are the charges, Shannon?
Yeah, the charge was just for where they missed.
Yeah,
like that was the craziest part of this. Is like the only charge that was filed was for the bullets that missed, and you sit there and you just go, what the fuck?
Like, it makes it sound like that property is more valuable in the eyes of the law than the person who got killed.
Yeah.
But it was a reckless endangerment, though.
Because it is for them. Like, that's where...
It's one step below if they had just gotten charged with hunting without a license.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is really sad. The whole thing is fucked up and sad and... You know, she's an innocent chick who's lying in bed who got killed. That's awful. I just feel like fucking burning down cities and rioting is going to have an adverse effect. I think that, and I'm not saying protesting. I'm saying actually hurting. I know that, like, cops are being fucking shot and cars are being lit on fire and crazy shit's happening. And I just feel like the end result isn't going to be less cops. The end result's not going to be less violence. Like, I saw somebody throw a Molotov cocktail at a cop. And I was like, what do you think is going to happen to that person? That person's going to be beaten to fucking death.
Yeah.
Like, that. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? And I just feel like, you know, I guess there was another guy who drove his car through a crowd of people. It's like, there's like, it's like a fucking war.
Yeah, it's like, relax.
And I'm not saying that you can't show outrage, and I think there's a way to do it. I just feel like they don't want Trump in office. Guess what? It's the reason Trump is going to win this election is because of the amount of riots that are happening around this country. It's the biggest talking point to get with people that are sort of like in the middle that are going like, oh, I don't want this, but then they go, I definitely don't want the country burning. You know, and
but if Trump gets reelected,
it's going to happen more.
It's going to happen more. Yeah. So
it's going to happen. So
it's like those people don't, you know, they go, oh, I'm going to get Trump in office to stop all the rioting and the chaos and the.
They will. They're calling in the National Guard. So here's the thing.
Because
Trump
single-handedly is creating all of this fucking division because it's part of his thing. That's like how he stays.
But I agree that he has used that emotion to win and maintain his presidency, which is psychotic. It's the opposite. It's the opposite of what a leader should do, which is divide his team, divide his people. If Bobby Hutch, the executive producer at Gas Digital, was like, you know what, half the shows they got, I'd be like, you're not the right person for the job. So I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I think that problem existed before Trump. It'll exist after Trump. I just feel like. The end result of the massive rioting and protests for anything. Now, like, not the Breonna Taylor is separate, but like this is just now the go-to, which is just to break things and scream. It's only going to result in more police, more clamping down on the laws. I mean, they just sent in the National Guard to Louisville, right? Is that where it was? Louisville, Kentucky?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's an executive order from the president, and it's like, what do you think is going to happen? Do they really think it's going to be just breaking cities down and lighting things on fire? No, more people are just going to die. More, and a lot of times, more innocent people are going to die. And I argued with Gino about this on the podcast because I don't think every person out there that's protesting or even rioting or looting, I don't think you're inherently a bad person if you are throwing fucking bottles and doing... When I was a kid... Like 10 years old, I would take rocks and I would throw them through windows of factories.
Yeah.
Because it was just sort of fucking fun.
You get caught up in an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, you're in this moment and then you put the emotion of you feel like you're really doing something for a good cause. You know, I don't really blame 19-year-old kids, 20-year-old kids for going down that path. I don't know that I wouldn't be out there with them when I was 19 or 20 years old. I just look at the world from a different perspective now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but the problem with that is it is like there needs to be... You know, real conversations, and I don't think it needs to be violent protests or clashes. I think that there's a way to get your point across in a way where you can have a much louder voice than simply trying to destroy things. Because anybody who's over a certain age, anybody who has anything, owns property, has a business, you know, is trying, people getting married, looking to start families, all of these people are secretly just going to either opt out of the voting process or vote for Trump. And the amount of people that behind closed doors are saying, like, hey, I'm not voting. I can't vote for Biden. Or saying, I'm going to vote for Trump. It's fucking crazy. That's how I know Trump is going to win, because it's nobody says it publicly. But as soon as the doors, I've had so many people be like, yeah, dude, fuck that. Right? Come on. It's wild.
Yeah.
So
here's what I think the end result is, right? Because it feels, you know, there's a lot of fires and a lot of like riots, and I feel like we're a little bit in a Gotham kind of situation. So end result, someone becomes Batman. And I think that person is me.
You really stuck the landing on that.
Yeah. I couldn't see that coming. I don't know about you guys. I didn't feel it.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. I think it's a good idea. Actually, why don't we just all become the birds of prey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did walk out of that movie the second that she burned down the warehouse of her ex-boyfriend. I was like,
oh, it was awful.
So stupid.
I enjoyed it.
She's hotter than a motherfucker, though, so right? Hot.
So yeah, apparently one of the cops in Louisville, apparently he shot himself, they're saying. Shannon. Good talk.
He saw a shadow and got scared.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of Dylan's stories.
It's okay.
That's pretty crazy.
What?
One of the cops shot themselves.
What?
That's crazy, just in protest?
Maybe.
Man.
I don't know. Right here. Louisiana officer claims someone shot him, actually shot himself, police say. Let's see. Whoa.
That guy looks like he works here.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking guy. Let's see. He claimed he was shot on duty, had instead shot himself in the leg.
Local podcast producer.
John Michael Goulart, 25, was arrested Tuesday and charged with one count of criminal mischief and one count of maleficence.
After being told how much he's garbage, shot himself.
The investigation led to the termination of the order, shot himself, concealed and altered the facts. Did he shoot himself by accident, or did he shoot himself to, like, create like the narrative that he was shot?
Did he accidentally shoot himself, or was he trying to just get some time off?
Two rounds were fired. One hit Galore in the leg, and the other hit the door of his vehicle. Everything shows that it was an accidental discharge. Whoa! However, he added the accidental discharge incidents require a review by the chief. Oh, so he accidentally shot himself, and then instead of looking like a fool, he was like,
"I got it.
A black guy did it."
Yeah.
It was two Chinese men.
It was a bat. A bat shot me. It was a Chinese bat. Yeah, so.
There just has to be ways for ballistics to know that he did it himself.
Yeah, that's what happened. They reviewed it and they were like, yeah, he did. This went down your thigh into your foot.
Hold on, this gun wasn't held sideways.
Yeah, but could you say you'd do anything different if you accidentally shot yourself as a cop? I'd be like, I was shot. Someone shot me.
Remember in the classroom, wasn't the one guy who accidentally shot himself? You don't remember this? It was try to find that video. A cop shoots himself in classroom.
Oh, yeah. He's doing a safety demonstration.
Yeah. And he just shoots himself. And he's like, oh, all right.
Oh,
it's pretty great. I gotta be honest with you. Go ahead.
I would be accidentally shooting myself all the time if I had a gun. I'd be spinning it
like a keychain.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm so worried.
Here, go ahead. Put it in your mouth.
This is a Glock 40. 50 Cent, too short. All of them talk about Glock 40. Okay, I'm the only one
who's
professional enough that I know of.
I love that the from prison to police force program is really working out. I mean, why is he so hood?
Hey, man, too short. 50 Cent, Nipsey Hussle, they all shooting this motherfucker. You know,
Barack Obama,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Everyone talks about the Glock.
God. The snowman from Frozen. Olaf.
Wait, rewind it for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to need an ambulance.
Now, this is a very important lesson about to teach y'all. This is how to call 911.
I have hit a nerve in my leg, unfortunately.
I can't. It's so fucking embarrassing that it was right after he was like, I'm the only one in this room professional enough.
Yeah, bang.
To fucking, it's perfect. Oh my God.
It's perfection. It is, you know, there wasn't a bullet. That was true divine intervention. God went back in time and put a gun in that bullet because he was just in a mood.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah. So, yeah. That
now, a lot of people know how to call an ambulance, right?
Can I Jay-Z? Just say, he took that bullet.
Eminem called an ambulance.
Denzel Washington.
Two Live Crew.
I am losing a significant amount of blood.
Samuel L. Jackson. Jar Jar Binks.
The Pine Sol Lady.
Jar Jar Binks. Darth Sidious. Ray from the new series. Finn.
Ray J. That nigga who fucked Kim Kardashian in that video. Even he could call 911. Even he did it.
The girl that shit on the floor, the second season of Flavor of Love.
That girl who had hiccups that she couldn't get rid of.
The gay kid from Party of Five.
The baby panda that was scared by a sneeze.
The rabbit from Secret Life of Pets. Daffy Ducks, believe it or not.
Secret Life of Pets 2, starring Patton Oswalt.
All right, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. It's been fun, sometimes serious, sometimes funny. I like that. People got to understand, real ass gets real ass every once in a while. Not the most real ass I ever am. Obviously, you got to go to twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake to get the real ass.
Version. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you do get somewhat of a real ass version with me here. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Rosebud Baker, make sure you guys follow her. Congratulations on being married now,
Thank
Rosebud.
You. Thanks so much.
Brendan Sagalo, I love how you really open up your white supremacy when you're with us. Because Rosebud's surprised. Rosebud hangs out with Brendan when he's with all these faggy comics.
Like, Brendan's not doing his black voice around them.
No, dude.
I do, though.
I'm not surprised
though.
In the least. Brendan yeah. said the worst shit around me I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. He's like, you should keep that baby. She's like, nope.
Yeah, she's...
I'm like, don't.
A baby gets killed and you think that of me? I am the one who knocks.
All right. We're wrapping this one. Thanks so much. We'll check
this
you
This isn't
on...
formula.
All right, goodbye.
That's all, folks.